All right, wow. I just got done reading perhaps the most bizarre story of the leopards ate my face since the beginning of Trump's second presidency. One of the largest beneficiaries of Donald Trump's corruption, a Chinese-born crypto billionaire named Justin Sun, who, you know, invested somewhere from $50 to $100 million in Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial right as Trump was taking office. Well, this crypto billionaire is now suing the Trump administration, saying they wrongfully extorted him. The problem is, everybody in this situation is a scammer, both the Trump administration and Justin Sun. In this case, it was like there's always a bigger fish. Justin Sun thought he was going to get one over on the Trump admin, but they scammed him back. Let me lay out the timeline and lay out the utter corruption going on here. You know, I've been debating about Trump's corruption for months and months and months now. I even debated about this exact guy during my 1 versus 20 MAGA supporter debate. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate these clips. And let's give a flashback to my debate with MAGA college students about his corruption. Take a look.
Donald Trump, over the past 9 months, has gained $3 billion in wealth through a few things. Right before he got into office, he started World Liberty Financial, which is a way for people to buy cryptocurrency named Trump Coin. You know about Trump Coin, right?
I do.
Are you okay with Trump Coin?
I'm not sure that's on him.
It is on him. He literally 2 days before his inauguration leveraged the hype of it to launch it.
How much do you think Trump knows about meme coins?
Okay, the thing is, it doesn't have to know about it for him to know it's a good channel of corruption. So, you know who Justin Sun is?
Tell me.
A Chinese-born entrepreneur who is being investigated by the SEC for market manipulation and fraud. Justin Sun decided to buy $70 million worth of cryptocurrency. It was billion, actually. And then he was allowed to step foot back in the United States for the first time in years because the SEC dropped the investigation. Donald Trump's wealth increase of $3 billion has allowed people to literally get favors, corrupt people to get favors. You can't point to anything like that with Biden.
Really?
Yeah, where did he increase his wealth by like $3 billion?
Look at Hunter Biden. Remember Biden coin? Look at his deals in Ukraine. Look at all that.
What's Hunter Biden's net worth?
Much larger than it was before his father was in the Senate and the presidency.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. You don't?
I mean, if your argument is that Hunter Biden was corrupt and that Trump is less corrupt, so you're saying Trump is the second corrupt person.
I want to take it.
You've been eliminated by the group.
That was good. Thank you.
All right, so as I said there, Justin Sun was being investigated by the SEC under Biden for market manipulation. You can look this all up. The investigation is out there, and he definitely did what he was being accused of doing. The SEC investigation was going very regularly until Donald Trump took office and announced Trump Coin, Melania Coin, and then his broader company, World Liberty Financial, run by his sons, Dumb and Dumber, right? So World Liberty Financial gets a $50 to $100 million investment. Some say it was $40 million, some say it was $75 million. I remember the initial report said it was about $70 million that Justin Sun had invested into World Liberty Financial. And then all of a sudden, the SEC investigation was frozen. The Security Exchange Committee, which investigates security fraud and market manipulation, stopped investigating Justin Sun. For someone that wasn't allowed to step foot in the United States for years, he was all of a sudden allowed to step foot in the United States. Trump was profiting and everything was going well. Justin Sun, who again was a hugely corrupt market scammer, finally had bought his way back into freedom in America. He had had to stay out of the country due to the investigation for a few years. Then it seems like, if his story is to be believed, his attempt at corruption got thwarted by an even larger fish named the Trump admin. After he invested his first like $30 million or so, they told him if he doesn't keep dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into World Liberty Financial, they were going to basically expose his regulatory mishap. Like they're going to expose his corruption. I'll find the wording in just 1 second, but he was so corrupt, the Trump admin decided they can out-corrupt him and get leverage over him. Let's check this out. Crypto billionaire accuses Trump family's World Liberty Financial of, quote, criminal extortion. Justin Sun said he lost out on $276 million when the Trump-backed company blocked him from cashing out an early investment. Let's run through this very quickly. Crypto tycoon Justin Sun sued the Trump family's crypto adventure, accusing World Liberty Financial of criminal extortion. He said his money was frozen by them. The lawsuit, filed late Tuesday in a California federal court, said Sun remains an ardent supporter, but World Liberty financial managers, quote, see the project as a golden opportunity to leverage the Trump brand to profit through fraud. Oh, my Lord. He's giving an insane amount of charitability to Donald Trump, who is very clearly leading this fraud scheme, very clearly is leading the fraud from the top down. I mean, the name is Trump Coin. His sons lead World Liberty Financial, the crypto exchange. So Trump is trying to leverage his own brand for profit. The lawsuit underscores Sun's dramatic turn from an early and vocal supporter of the Trump-backed company to its critic-in-chief. The Chinese-born billionaire accused World Liberty Financial of blocking him from selling his tokens he began to amass in late 2024, just after Trump's re-election. Sun initially bought $30 million worth of WFLI tokens, making him the first significant investor. Then they began to pressure him to invest more and invest more and invest more. And when he refused to, they essentially froze all of his money, and now he is suing for corruption. Sun says that the alleged threat was, quote, a pressure tactic that itself qualifies as criminal extortion. If World Liberty Financial hadn't frozen Sun's WFLI tokens, he could have made $276 million. Okay, wait, pause. We do not feel bad for Justin Sun here. He is a market manipulator and scammer himself. I am glad that he got screwed over, but this also just goes to show there is always a bigger fish as it pertains to corruption within the Trump administration. There is always going to be somebody more corrupt than you. There is always going to be somebody at the very top who wants to get you. And that is what many of these people have found out, whether it's Justin Sun, whether it's Kristi Noem, who, you know, did a $220 million ad buy, whether it's Pam Bondi, whether it's Kash Patel nowadays. They are all finding out that Trump's corruption is the only one that goes in his administration, and the rest is not okay. Midas Touch did a really good summary of this. They pointed out, crypto billionaire Justin Sun has filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump family-linked World Liberty Financial, accusing the venture of freezing his $75 million investment. That is the most accurate number as to his investment. $75 million investment, blocking him from selling and stripping his voting rights. Sun claims the company pressured him to buy hundreds of millions more in new coin and retaliated when he refused, even threatening to report him to U.S. authorities. He says the project used the Trump brand to profit through fraud. Notably, Sun previously paid a $10 million SEC settlement over fraud allegations after the SEC paused its case because he invested in World Liberty Financial. Corruption, corruption, corruption down to the bone, and we will continue to call this out. I'm doing some travel this week, so if you want to continue to support the show, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed with post notifications on. Drop a blue heart and go watch some more Adam Mockler videos. Genuinely means the world and helps boost us in the algo. I love you all, and peace out.